1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Canada Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864.
At Flint Hills Community Health Center, they give you something to smile about. An opportunity to see a dentist for regular checkups and if care is needed. A healthy mouth is essential to keeping the rest of your body healthy. That is why they want to see you regularly for your dental checkups and care. Get everything you expect from a dentist and so much more. Call 620-342-4864 to schedule an appointment today or visit them at flinthillshealth.org.
KVUA News time is 8:56. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Angela Cheever, Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland, our guest here this morning.
Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things today?
Wonderful. How are things with you?
So far, so good. Well, thanks for joining us here this morning to talk about the Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland. And why don't we go ahead and get started with everybody's main winter slash early spring topic, and that's Girl Scout cookies. I think we're fast approaching the date when those are going to get sold.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Actually, the Girl Scout cookies are being sold right now.
It is
so
on, huh?
You know, it is on. If you know a Girl Scout, she is taking your order right now. She will be out delivering cookies starting on February 11th, all the way through March 27th. And we have a brand new cookie this year.
Well, do tell, Angela.
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. So it is called Adventureful, and it is a brownie-inspired cookie, and it has caramel-flavored cream on top with just a hint of sea salt.
Ooh, have That's you tried this yet?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's amazing. I love it, love it, love it.
So is the regular traditional list of Girl Scout cookies also back on the list for folks?
Yes, of course. We still have the wonderful Thin Mints, the Caramel Delights, the Peanut Butter Patties. Those are my favorites. The shortbreads, lemonades. I love the lemonades. Peanut butter sandwiches, and we also have a gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookie as well. And this is our second year for the Toastiers. It's like a French toast-inspired cookie. It is really, really good as well. I love that one, too.
So, Angela, how much is a box of Girl Scout cookies?
Well, a box of Girl Scout cookies is $5, and so there's... You know, keep in mind that this is a fundraiser for Girl Scouts because Girl Scouts are doing amazing things in our community and communities all across the country. So the money that you give for those cookies actually helps those girls give back to their own communities and do awesome, amazing things that normally they probably wouldn't be able to do. Travel and see new places, you know, go to Legoland, go to... exploration place. We even have Girl Scouts that are traveling overseas, and you just never know what you're going to be inspiring these girls to do in their future. You just never know. It's just amazing.
That's one of the things I think we always talk about when it comes to the Girl Scouts and the cookie sales is just the different lessons that the sale itself provides in addition to the lessons that girls get when they're part of the Girl Scouts for an extended period of time.
Exactly. So we do want the girls to be participating in the sale because we're trying to teach them about goal setting. How many packages of cookies are you wanting to sell? What are your goals? Are you wanting to go to Girl Scout camp during the summer? Well, this is how much it costs. This is how much, how many boxes of cookies you need to sell, you know, all that kind of good stuff. Decision making, you know, what kind of cookies should I be, you know, getting from my troop leader? Which ones are going to sell the best? And then being able to share the information about those cookies to their customers and making sure that they're aware of, you know, which ones are the gluten-free ones, which ones have peanut butter, you know, all those kinds of things. They're also working on money management. So they have to make sure that they understand, you know, when they're budgeting for their activities that they're doing with their troop, that this is how they fund it. So they have to get out there and they have to participate, and they have to be able to make change and be able to count back change, which not a lot of people know how to do anymore. and of course, you know, people skills. You're going to have some customers who sometimes who aren't so nice, and you have to smile and say, well, thank you for your time. and be able to walk away and not take it personally and all that kind of good stuff. And business ethics, you know, there's lots of business ethics going on. You know, did you drop that box of cookies? Is it possible that that box of cookies might be cookie crumbs? Do you really want to sell that box to a customer? Or maybe we should just pay for it ourselves and eat those cookies ourselves. So, you know, those kind of decisions that are going on, it happens all the time, you know, with Girl Scouts and their troops. So, yeah, they do learn a lot. It's not just about the money. It's also about all the lessons that they learn.
Angela Cheever, Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. It is 9:01 now. If we don't know personally any Girl Scouts but would like to buy cookies, I assume, you know, you're kind of avoiding the door-to-door sales due to still pandemic issues. Angela, how can people get some cookies if they're not familiar with a Girl Scout?
I always have customers after the cookie sale say, "No one came to my door." Well, Girl Scouts has kind of evolved from that. We do a lot of cookie booths. So we will be at various businesses around town, downtown, you know, all over the place. We do have a place that you can go to find out where the local cookie booths are. So you can just visit our website, kansasgirlscouts.org. It's all spelled out. And put in your zip code, and it'll tell you where the cookie cupboards are, or the cookie booths are, so that you can go purchase cookies. You can also go online and order cookies if you'd like to have them shipped to you. So if you like the no contact, absolutely you can do that. If you would like to request a Girl Scout come to you with cookies, we have a special phone number that I'm looking for right now. And it is 888-686-MINT, and you can call that cookie hotline and let us know where you live, and we can have a Girl Scout come to you as well.
What's that number again?
888-686-MINT.
Okay.
Outstanding. I wanted to ask you one more thing here, Angela, and it's totally off the Girl Scout cookie side of things, but given the fact that the Emporia Rescue Mission now is pretty well established now at the former Amend Girl Scout Center on East 12th Avenue, how are things going here for the, I guess, the renovation process at Camp EE and, I guess, maybe a really full-blown established services over at the camp just northwest of town?
Well, we have shifted so that Girl Scout troops who were meeting at the Amend Center, they're now able to meet out at Camp EE, and they're having a good time out there. I think they have some more opportunities because, you know, we have the hiking trails and we have all kinds of outdoor activities that they could do out there that they necessarily couldn't do at the Amend Center. So that's going really well. Our board is looking at plans to build or add on to the buildings that are already at camp. And so they're looking at those plans and deciding how they want to do that. So right now, Serena Randolph and I are the two employees that we have in Emporia, and we are working out of our homes right now. So I'm coming to you live from my former dining room. and so that seems to be working okay. We have a lot of stuff that is stored out at EE, so we are out there quite a bit, you know, getting what we need and meeting with our volunteers to get them what they need, and making sure that there is no wrinkles in supporting our local Girl Scouts.
Outstanding. Well, in case folks want more information here about the local Girl Scouts, whether it's the cookie sales, activities at Camp EE, or anything else that you've got cooking, what else? How should folks get a hold of you?
They can give us a call. A phone number is 316-684-6531. There's lots of great information about Girl Scouts on our website, kansasgirlscouts.org. You can even sign up for Girl Scouts there as well. Put in your zip code and find the local Girl Scout troop there. We do have three brand new Girl Scout troops that are just now forming. We have one in Emporia, we have one in Melbourne, and we have one in Overbrook. So it's never too late to join Girl Scouts. And like I said, we have troops that are just now starting. So give us a call or check out our website if you want more information.
It is game on. Get those cookies, folks. Angela, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and keep us posted.
I sure will. Thank you both so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Angela Cheever, Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland. Cookie sales, Chuck, are on now.
They are off and rolling. Don't forget, too, tomorrow we'll have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton around 8:25. At 8:15, we'll be chatting with Wayne Nelson of the Little River Band. The band's concert's tomorrow night at the Granada Theater. We'll get that last-second preview around 8:15 tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864. Flint Hills Community Health Center.
96.9.